Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. And before we get started, I first have to say congratulations to the Duke Blue Devils. Last week, we whooped up on them Tar Heels. And then this week, we won the ACC Championship. Let's go, Duke.
Say it again. We won what?
The ACC Championship.
Oh, I just want to make
sure. And I hope y'all have fun watching us in the playoffs.
That's not the playoffs.
That's not the playoffs.
We're in the playoffs now. Go ahead and get your brackets ready and go ahead and put Duke as the winner because we're winning the championship this year.
Y'all not
going to
win.
Man, y'all ain't going to win. Y'all not going to win.
Hey.
Y'all out of it.
Y'all dropped out of it.
They didn't get in it. So they can't get out of it if they didn't get in. Y'all ain't in the winner's club.
Y'all ain't.
Let's go, Duke.
Hey,
but
I'll
stop.
It's okay. It's okay. We turned down our invite to the NIT.
Y'all did.
Y'all didn't get an invite.
We did get an invite.
They don't invite bums.
Oh. Hey, we did
what
an
are
invite
they?
From the NIT to the NIT, but we turned it down because we don't want to be in it. We tried to be in the NCAA. You know, we failed this year. It's okay. Hey.
I'm so glad he admitted that.
You know, that's when you tear it down and build it back up next year.
Mm-hmm, okay, glad you know it's another year.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. And our head coach, I believe, if I remember it right, I believe he helped Duke win their first ACC championship.
Okay.
And he also just won his first one as a coach.
Coach, okay. So. Okay. Okay.
He didn't help y'all win the first ACC championship.
I kind of figured I read that wrong because Duke is as much older than he is. I just know he helped us win one, and it was a pretty significant one. So
it's a little shade that had to throw.
We know who didn't win.
Exactly.
It's okay,
but
that's how you know that we're just that damn good because they just still have to throw shade on us.
Hold on, he did the same thing to us last year.
We conceded.
You see how he he'll dish it out, but he can't take it.
We conceded that we lost.
Everybody can see y'all lost.
The not whole country saw it.
Everybody see it.
It's cool.
Go look at the brackets, Trey. Go look at the brackets.
I'm not going to see that y'all are 5-seed.
Y'all are 5-seed.
Y'all barely in there, really.
We'll see.
Exactly. We in there.
Hey, it's cool.
At least we got the opportunity to prove that we're a good team.
Okay. Holler at me when you want to see.
This is my season.
It's okay.
Great. And favorite. Yeah.
Somebody sound like he a little salty over there.
Look, ain't the word for it.
I'm not salty.
He been
at all.
Salty.
At all.
He big salty.
All that soda about to give you a heart attack, Trey. You better stop.
Okay. Blood pressure okay here.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce my co-host, Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good. You know, it's always Tar Heel Nation.
What?
Hey, you heard Auntie Mama is here. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
I'm doing great.
All right, let's go ahead and get into this crazy NFL weekend. I'm gonna list off a couple things. So Jimmy G, he signed with the Raiders, 3-year deal, $67.5 million. I guess that's good because now he's back with a coach that he knows, but also it ain't no good for the Raiders because they ain't really got no franchise quarterback, so they're gonna be just as bad as they were last year.
Well, I disagree. I'm not a Jimmy G fan, but I'm not a Jimmy G hater either.
I ain't no hater.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying I'm neutral on Jimmy.
Yeah.
He has his moments, he has his downs. People get on him with his downs a lot. But I think in that offense that they have, Jimmy is really only the piece that they was missing. Even though I like Derek Carr. But like I said, I'm neutral on Derek Carr, too.
I feel like they just picked up a worse version of Derek Carr.
No. Look what Jimmy G has been in the last 2 years.
That's because his team is very different.
But everybody be saying his team. But he got Davante Adams. He got Josh Jacobs.
Hold up.
He got Hunter Renfro.
You're talking about the offense. Are you not going to talk about the 49ers defense?
But we're not comparing
the 49ers defense to the Raiders defense. No.
No, that defense is not what's name. But, in this football that we playing today, is whoever going to score more. It ain't about who.
Not all the time.
We just seen that we got rid of a defensive coach for an offensive coach.
Yeah, but that don't mean it's always about who can score the most points. Sometimes, if you have a really good defense,
what's the saying? Defense wins championships. Offense sells tickets. That's what they want. They want their money.
Yeah, but that don't mean the Raiders gonna be better off just because of that.
Like, I'm not saying they're gonna be better off. I'm just saying that I'm not out on the Jimmy G pickup. I think that
it's a fine pickup. Like it's not like picking up Jimmy G is not for anybody. That's not a bad deal. I'm just saying I don't think it makes your team that much better. You're gonna have to have an amazing team like the 49ers if you really want to be a contender. Otherwise, because Jimmy G is not that type of quarterback that's gonna push a team to a contender spot in the playoffs at least.
We're gonna say the jury is still out on that.
Jimmy G been playing long enough.
I mean, but you act like he hasn't been in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl before.
He has, but he was the reason they lost. He was also the reason they lost the very next year.
I'm always saying the 60-40 rule, but like you said, everybody, there's other things that's accountable.
That's true. I put the blame on everybody else when they didn't do their jobs. But I'm talking about Jimmy G specifically. There was multiple times where we saw that he did not do his job, and he can definitely get blamed for that. Especially the last time, not last year, but the year before last when they were in the playoffs, and he threw that interception. Did they lose to Dallas, or who did they lose to?
It wasn't.
Because they beat y'all after y'all couldn't get off a play in 14 seconds. Who did they play after that? I forget.
Green Bay.
No, because Green Bay didn't go to the Super Bowl that year.
So who was it?
Rams, that's who it was. Yeah. And he threw that interception at the very end of the game, and that was all on him. So, Jimmy G, he ain't up there with the elite. He's a mid-tier quarterback, and in order for your team to do anything with him, you're going to have an amazing team. That's how I feel about him. All right. Speaking of another quarterback and Sam Darnold, Sammy D, he signed with the 49ers. I don't know
why. That was stupid.
What?
That was stupid, man. They already got a quarterback. They already got a room full of quarterbacks right now that they don't know what they're gonna do with.
What?
I think it's smart because, one, he's in a situation with a really good coach. Trey Lance, we don't know how healthy he's going to be. We don't know if he can stay healthy. So if he gets injured again, that gives him an opportunity. Brock Purdy, similar situation. He got hurt multiple times. So if the cards fall in his favor, he could get the opportunity to show the world, hey, I am a pretty good quarterback, and everybody else just didn't know what they was talking about.
But that's what I'm saying. Jimmy G, Sammy. You know how I rooted for you the last part of the season.
You see how he flip-flopped.
But what I just said.
If I let Sammy D listen to how he talked about him the year before last year. But the way you talked about him, you hated his guts.
He was garbage last year. And what was my main thing? We're not going to get on this.
He turned into an elite quarterback.
I didn't say that. I said
My main thing
was decision making. He was excellent at decision making them last game.
I wouldn't say excellent. He was good, but not excellent.
The only knock you got on him is the game, the Buccaneers game. That's the only knock you got. The rest of the games, he played great.
If I was able to watch the Steelers game, then I could put that on him, because that was terrible.
That wasn't his fault.
Not all his fault, but...
But listen, all I'm going to say is Keith Taylor got waxed.
Well, Keith Taylor's not that good at cornerback. I'm talking about on offense, they did absolutely nothing. They didn't do a thing.
What?
I'm just saying, Keith
Sammy
Taylor.
Sammy D, he's right there at the bottom tier of the mid-tier quarterbacks.
What? I don't get that, man.
You said he at the mid-tier?
There's just, you see, the way you rank the quarterbacks, you got the elites. You have your good quarterbacks. You got your mid-tier quarterbacks, and you got your bad quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
He's at the bottom tier of the mid-tier quarterbacks.
So he's a bad quarterback. Because if he at the bottom,
he's on the verge.
Oh, okay. You put him on the verge of a bad quarterback.
He played himself out of being a bad quarterback last year, but he can still go right back to it.
So
he has to prove himself that he's even to belongs in mid-tier.
So then that means you if you're going to put him in mid-tier, that means you got to move Jimmy G up to good.
No.
Yes.
Jimmy G ain't that much better.
Jimmy G is more accomplished than...
He's done more, but we're just talking about overall play and what we
and
know...
And ability.
What we know they can do on the field. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities, and actually Sammy D has a better arm.
He does. I do love
what
Sammy.
Sammy D
can throw that thing when he's doing good. He makes the right decision. He can throw it.
But
he got the thing,
yeah, like you said, right decision. That's what it is with those two. Jimmy G makes better decisions. That's why Jimmy G is in mid-tier and not good, because he's just not up there with the good quarterbacks.
Question. Don't McCaffrey play for the 49ers?
Yeah.
So he following McCaffrey.
Well, Steve Wilkes out there, too.
Oh, he following Steve.
Yeah. You know, Steve had a lot of faith in him, you know.
Well, Steve would turn him
into
because
he... Steve did not. Steve played who he had to play.
He had a lot of faith in him. Because he brought... What did he do where... After he took over, he got that bum Mayfield up out of here, sent the packing. Then he turned around and got started Sam Darnold over PJ.
So, PJ was trash.
PJ was winning at that time.
PJ was winning.
You stopped that.
Trash.
I didn't say he wasn't. I didn't say he was not trash. And PJ is not trash. PJ just...
He is XFL, trash.
He's XFL quarterback.
Trash.
But you know
that's
what?
Trash.
Because
AJ McCarron
wrong.
Is trash. That's the reason why he's in the XFL. I'm sorry, but...
They're in their league. They're superstars. So that's...
Okay, he's a superstar in the XFL, but NFL, he's hot garbage.
Okay, but that's not his fault. That's not his fault.
Everybody
around him is better than him.
That's not his fault. Get better.
He's an XFL quarterback.
Well, that goes to show that Steve Wilkes was a good damn coach because he took that badass quarterback and won those last games, even with PJ Walker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then he turned around and told PJ, "Hey, buddy, I'm gonna go ahead and get Sammy D in now."
Because he trashed. That's why.
No, he didn't.
I'm talking about strictly his. We weren't talking about PJ Walker. We were talking about Sammy D.
No, Sammy D. He aight.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Just aight.
That's why.
Barely aight.
Nah, I ain't gonna say barely.
PJ Walker is trash, though.
PJ Walker, you made me talk junk about PJ Walker.
I don't think PJ Walker.
See, you only like him.
He just never had a chance.
I don't know why
you like him. I don't like PJ. Listen, I like him as a person.
I'm sure he's a great person.
Great person.
He's a terrible football player, though.
Not terrible. Because we gotta remember.
Stop trying to be so nice, Trey.
All I'm saying is. It's a 1% in the NFL, and it's a 0.1% of who are gonna be a star in the NFL.
Well, he ain't in either one of those.
He's not.
In that 99% that's trash.
No, he's in that 99% that 1% that's in the league though. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, that's what you. Oh okay. Yeah. So, he's one of the best players in the world. Yeah.
But
you're comparing him to the players that are in the NFL, he's hot garbage.
Okay, but see, I wasn't going that route. I was just saying,
don't compare him to people who don't play football.
I said he
played for man.
No, that ain't that. Trey did that to him. Trey did that.
Quarterback, he was leading the XFL before, they dismantled it back in the day. But I'm just saying, Sammy D. I don't think he should have went to.
But where else he was gonna go to the Jets?
No, he should have stayed here.
We gonna draft a quarterback.
I understand that.
And
but
we got
the thing
Matt
is,
Corral.
They released today that they're willing to trade him.
They're willing to. That don't mean they will.
Well, if you're putting the word out there, what that means?
They're going to trade your ass. That just ass. Mean they looking.
Okay.
Because they still going to need a backup quarterback regardless, so they don't have to get rid of him.
They're going to leave Sam Easton on there. I mean, what's his name? Mike Easton. They, you know, they like
he's
him.
A practice squad quarterback.
But he's still on the roster.
But ain't no point of, well, I guess, ain't no point of that. Because why do that?
I mean, but at the same
but
time.
Why do that when you would have to sign him too, probably for more money than you would sign Matt Corral, because he's older. So, and Matt Corral's already under contract for 3 more years, so just keep Matt Corral.
They're going to trade him. And I hate to say it, they're going to trade Matt Corral, and we're going to draft our quarterback. And if we don't pick up a vet in the offseason, I mean, we don't pick up a vet in free agency, we will draft 2 quarterbacks in the draft.
That'd be so stupid.
Watch.
I didn't say they wouldn't. I just said that's stupid.
I think they're going to take 2 quarterbacks just
that'd
not
be, that's
on
that's a waste of draft pick.
I'm saying I'm not saying they're going to go like get two top tier.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying just drafted 2 quarterbacks, period. It's dumb.
Nah, what? Okay, just say that, for example, we get first pick. No, because I really fell in love with C.J. Stroud, but I also like Anthony Richards, so I'm in between the two. Because C.J. can throw that thing. What I was about to say? Oh, but say we get... I was going to say CJ with the first pick, but it's also Anthony. So we get one of them two with the first. And then, say, second, third round, Hayden Hooker just falls to us. Now you got 2 that you can develop.
That is pointless.
I know it is, but... But I'm saying that's if we trade Matthew Stafford and we don't I mean Matthew Stafford, Matt Corral, and don't get nobody in free agency.
No point of doing that.
Cause they said we was gonna sign Jimmy G.
So glad we didn't.
You think he garbage?
No, but I don't want him. He's too old. I want a young guy.
You know what? I know what's gonna happen with the Packers. We about to sign. Tom Brady. He's just gonna be the backup. Just the backup, just to sit there and develop.
Brady does not like the Panthers.
Tom Brady need to retire.
He already did. He ain't coming back.
Yeah, he ain't coming back.
Yeah,
it's over. We're gonna sign him as the quarterback assistant.
I can see him. I can see him bringing him on as a OC.
They're not gonna do that. He's not gonna come back and be no coach.
He good with the money.
He got $300 million. He good.
375 reasons to go. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and say bye.
No, 375 million reasons.
Yeah, that's what I said. 375.
You just said 375 reasons. That's 375 million reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right. Daron Payne, 30-year-old defensive tackle for the Eagles, signed to the 49ers. 4 years, $84 million. Gosh, 49ers, they just...
You said who?
Daron Payne, number 97 from the Eagles.
That's Hargrave.
What did I say?
Daron Payne.
Daron Payne is for the Washington.
That's my fault. I was reading the wrong thing. But Hargrave.
Yeah. I actually wanted Hargrave. That's why when you said Eagles, I'm like...
Yeah, Payne plays for the Washington, right?
Yeah, for Washington.
And they just signed him too.
Yeah.
And they just got lost him.
Nah, they signed him to he the second highest paid defensive tackle behind Aaron Donald.
He deserves it.
He got $90 million, 4 years, $90 million.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it right now.
60.
The Washington. I was about to say the Redskins.
That's what they are, man. I don't know why they made them change it.
The Washington Commanders, they're going to win that division this year.
Think so?
Yeah. If it's not them, then it's the Giants.
I got to be devil's advocate. They don't even have a quarterback yet.
They got Sam Howell.
I like Sam.
He's a good player. They just need to make the issue is that they can't make a decision. They keep switching back and forth.
Didn't they just get Sam Donald?
No, Sam Howell. Yeah, it was the 49ers. Oh, I'm talking about the Commanders.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That Commander shit fucks me up.
She just couldn't believe I didn't say the Cowgirls.
I don't know who that is, because we them boys. Yeah.
But I think...
when we pick...
I like Sam, don't get me wrong.
Let you know who we are. When we pick in the draft, that's let you know who we are.
Where do y'all pick?
Gotta be somewhere between 15 and 25.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Yeah.
So y'all
didn't
make it far.
No. We did. Made the round two.
Shut it down early.
We made the round two.
Shut it down
early. We made it to round two.
Shut it down early.
Okay. Call it what you
want. You know, when you get to the second round of playoffs, they don't really mean that, because that's not, they don't even give you a it ain't got a title for that.
And like, our quarterback like won what?
Like, when you get to the NFC or the AFC championship, they say championship weekend. It's championship weekend right there. You know, wild card weekend. When you get out of wild card weekend is more exciting than second round.
What else?
Hey, y'all barely made it to
there. There you go. Want to talk about us?
I mean, let me get back on my
team. Go. Good. Y'all ain't making it out.
What a good coach. The Cincinnati Bengals. They have lost two really good safeties. They lost Jesse Bates. I'm mad about this. They lost Jesse Bates to the Falcons.
North Carolina.
But then we wouldn't have Von Bell.
So?
Because we got Von Bell. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the deal was. But Jesse Bates got 4 years, $64 million.
I'm not sure
about Von Bell, but Von Bell is a Carolina Panther now.
Yeah. Thank you for your services, Von. He 28. But what's that? Was 24. 26.
Jesse. 2 year difference. I think we could get 4 years out of either one of them. So.
No, Von Bell has been bounced around. No disrespect to you, Von, because I'm happy that you're a Panther. He's a good safety. Don't give me wrong. But okay. So
I
now
bet you got better hands than Xavier Woods. Because Xavier Woods, he's pretty good at covering. We just need somebody that can catch it. And not J.C. Horn. What's his name? That linebacker playing safety that's not very good in coverage.
Jeremy Chan.
Yeah, him.
But
move him down to linebacker. We got our two starting safeties.
Who?
Von Bell, Xavier Woods. Move Jeremy Chan down to linebacker. Either Shaq or what's his face could be... What is his name? Luvu. Either Shaq or Luvu could be a pass rusher / in coverage. While the other one is mainly a regular linebacker, we got a good... Our back seven is fine. We just need to beef up that D-line, and we good. We got Shot Tuttle. So...
But, see, my concern with Von Bell is he's bounced around so many times.
Like, a lot of players that bounced around and still came in and played good.
I understand that, but I want somebody that's going... It's not like he's bouncing around because his contract has been ended. Sometimes he's been cut. And that means that you don't give your all.
That don't mean that.
That
don't always mean that. I can make that argument about anybody.
Maybe somebody could be better than you. I'm sorry.
Maybe they just wanted somebody younger. That was that unfair argument to him.
Okay, but I mean, I want somebody younger. I want a safety out the draft.
No.
I want a safety. I want everything in the draft.
That'd be a hell of a team, because them young boys like gonna come out there. They got the energy.
Yeah, just look how
we need a veteran though.
We got 5 picks in the draft this year. One of them can go for a safety.
No, we got more important needs.
We doing our due diligence in free agency right now.
What's the point need?
Tight end, linebacker, quarterback, receiver, defensive end.
Okay, Look.
Y'all need a defensive end?
Yes.
First pick.
Quarterback.
Quarterback. Second pick, D-end.
Mm-mm. Y'all number 11, Trey.
I'm flexible. I am flexible with with the second round pick. If they don't sign Mike Gesicki or Dalton Schultz, then I forgot his name, but I want that tight end, that big dude, whatever his name is, I want him.
Something Williams.
Yeah, I want him. If not, Marcel either Williams. Defensive end or linebacker.
Yeah, you're talking about from Georgia, yeah. I do like him. I do really do like him. Now, I
like his size.
See, I like Will. I'm torn between on our second round pick, using it on him or using it on Will. Will McDonald.
Who was that?
From Iowa State.
What position?
He's a DN.
Hey, look, I don't care. For me, linebacker, tight end, or DN. One of the three.
He's disruptive right now. He broke the record for sacks in the Big 12 last year. That's cool. He had 34 sacks altogether his whole career. So that ain't what I average that. I think he like 3 years in the league. I mean, in the college, that's about 9.5 sacks. Well, technically, 10.5 sacks.
If he's any good, I'll take him. I just look as a defensive end, linebacker, or tight end. One of the three.
Yeah, but he can stand up and be a linebacker too.
No, I need a defensive end. I don't need a mix. I'm sick of that. Just give me somebody that can play defensive end that can play linebacker.
I'm saying he played DN, but I'm saying they say he can step back.
Ain't no need for that.
Because I think at the combine he worked out in linebacker drills too.
I don't need all that. Yeah. All right. The Steelers, they signed Patrick Peterson to a 2-year deal worth $14 million. I guess it's good for them to have a good veteran piece. Yeah. I don't know how much that helps them. They need to get some offensive linemen so they can get their run game together. But they're probably going to end up picking one this draft. I don't see why else they wouldn't pick an offensive lineman.
Some offensive linemen wouldn't be bad for him, but you know Tomlin is a defensive coach.
I mean, they could use a linebacker too.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I used to want Devin Bush from number 55 for the Steelers, the middle linebacker. I think he played for Ohio State. Oh, no, my bad. Excuse me. He played for Michigan. Devin Bush. I used to want him. But, I mean, he done basically done.
He turned into garbage.
He ain't garbage. He just not. He came out ACL to, and then he came back. And he was, like, this year he's still getting incorporated.
Hey, he had 81 tackles. That's what I'm saying. He know what he's doing. Yeah. That ain't getting incorporated. You're a part of that defense. He know what he's doing.
No, when your first year, I think he had 100.
This is his fourth year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying his first year,
he had 100. The next year, I guess that must have been the year he got injured because he only had 26.
Yeah.
But then the year after that, he had 70. And last year, he had 81.
Okay, so, yeah. So,
I mean, yeah, 81 is a lot of tackles. So that's really good. So
that's good.
I'll take that.
And what is he?
A linebacker.
Oh, okay. For a linebacker, that's damn good.
No. Not that good, because some of the best linebackers get 100+.
Yeah.
So it's good, but it ain't great.
I got kind of.
It's been 2 years though since that torn ACL.
Oh, I thought you said he was coming back this year off a torn ACL.
Yeah, if it was back off an torn ACL, you get 81 tackles.
That's why I say he's back.
He's
been gone 2 years.
That's good. But see, I done got spoiled with Luke. You know, them Luke numbers was just.
That's why we need to get a linebacking core. I miss having a good linebacking core.
Luke was just out there, like.
Sideline to sideline, wherever the ball was, he was.
He was a hell of a. Yeah,
I still remember when. The whole game. Man, I miss my boy, but you know, I I digress. We know he can't. We know he can't come back. It's okay.
Yeah. You have.
We're gonna talk about that for a little bit. Okay. So Aaron Rodgers apparently might be going to the Jets. They say they got a deal done, but it ain't official yet, or at least doesn't seem like anything. There's anything saying it's official. How you feel about that? Like, what you think that would do for the Jets?
Be the first time they had come to a quarterback play since Joe Namath. That'd be it. Yeah. That's it. You know.
How far do you think they'll make it though? Because they got a good team.
But they're in the AFC. It's a lot of good quarterbacks in the AFC.
For sure.
I don't see. Don't get me wrong, cause I like Sauce Gardner. But as far as everything else, I don't feel like they got. Well, let me change that. They got Gary Wilson. They'll be a fight in the AFC. Excuse me. It'll be a good fight for them.
They in the AFC North.
Yeah.
So that automatically kicks the Patriots and who else? And you got the Patriots, Bills, Jets, and Dolphins.
So you think that automatically makes them the contenders? No. I mean, make them the favorite.
That's a good division.
It is. Yeah. It's crazy that it was everybody was tired of losing in that division and they came up. Mm-hmm. Because the Patriots been winning that division. For how long?
About pretty much 20 years straight.
Yeah.
And even now, they still one of the better teams in the division. So. That's tough. I mean, I still think the Jets going to be a good team. I just don't know how far they're going to get now that I think about how good their division is. Like, I don't know if they're going to win their division.
It's a lot of good. That's just two in their division. Aaron Rodgers, if the trade was to happen, Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen in that division just by itself, Tua is a question part because we don't know how healthy he is.
Yeah.
But that's just three right there. Then go outside the division, you got Pat Mahomes, Joey Burrow.
Herbert. Herbert.
Yeah, Justin Herbert. So.
Deshaun Watson.
The list goes on.
Gosh. What the NFC got?
Nobody. Nobody notable. Dak.
I'm talking about real quarterbacks.
Nobody. And, you know, possibly still even Lamar Jackson, you know.
He gonna be with the Ravens.
That's what I'm saying. He in the AFC. That's what I'm saying. I was just saying, just thinking right now, still going to be in the AFC,
yeah.
Lamar Jackson. But yeah, who do we have a notable in it? I mean, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts?
He real good, though.
Yeah. I'm
not ready to put him with the elite, but he's real good.
I say he's elite.
He's
knocking at the door.
No, I
say
he elite.
Yeah.
Look, I need one more year. See, his first year was not really good. His second year was elite, so I need one more year. I need consistency.
He played good last year.
All last year, but the year before that, he wasn't that good. So
yes, he was. Everybody just missed him.
A good quarterback.
Did he not make the playoffs his first year? His first year start?
I don't know.
Yes, he did.
I guess so.
Yes, he did. That's cool. Second year, he's in the playoffs.
Part of that is because the Eagles had a good team.
But second year, he's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So what that mean? You give Joe Burrow so much love.
Because Joe Burrow's been great his whole career.
How?
He's been playing great. I'm not talking. You're talking about just going to the Super Bowl or going to the playoffs.
I'm talking about in
the games that I see him play, I've seen Joe Burrow play good more times than I've seen Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, his first year, there was plenty of times where I just saw like, it's not really great play. Like, no, you're not the worst quarterback in the league, but there are plenty of other quarterbacks that are better.
Nah, Jalen Hurts been a hell of a quarterback.
Can't agree with that.
Yeah, he been a hell of a quarterback.
And if you gonna say
now we is talking about Jalen Hurts with the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
And you know I don't like them motherfuckers. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I had to give props what props is due. Hurt's a damn good quarterback.
I agree. And but he's knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door to be up there with Joe Shiesty, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and all them.
Besides him fumbling that ball in the Super Bowl, we was all saying...
I'm not talking about what he did this year. I'm just talking about out of what I saw him do in 2 years.
What have you done for me lately? And lately he was in the Super Bowl.
Well, I am basing it off of what I've seen him do his whole career. Out of the 2 years, half of it he was great. The other half he was just
okay. He was in the playoffs both years that he started.
You don't get to playoffs by yourself. You get to playoffs with a team.
Okay, and that same thing with Joe Burrow. So
I never said Joe Burrow was great. Joe Burrow carried them to the playoffs.
Joe Burrow is elite, right?
Yeah, because he is.
So he played just as well as Jalen Hurts.
Not all elite quarterbacks play just as well as each other. When you rank them, you still got to rank the elite quarterbacks in that whole subcategory.
So right now, you're telling me that Jalen Hurts is not in that conversation as elite quarterback. But Joe Burrow
is, because he's knocking on the door.
No, he's in there.
I got him knocking on the door. He ain't in there yet.
Why is he knocking, man? Because he's been consistent.
Consistency is not enough. Give me
one year. It's to be multiple.
Didn't he win a Super Bowl?
No.
He didn't win the Super Bowl, but he went to the Super Bowl.
In 18, the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl?
He wasn't on the team yet. He came in next year.
19, 20, 21.
No, he came 2020.
Yep.
Oh, they've been garbage, Trey.
They weren't garbage.
In 2020, they was.
He came that year. He didn't play that year. Westlake was still the quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they still had Carson Wentz at that point.
From the time he took over from Carson Wentz.
He been good. He has. I ain't gonna lie to him. I ain't gonna take that from him. He has. He's been real damn good.
Well, all I'm saying.
He elite. I give him elite. For him to be a young quarterback coming in the league, he elite, man.
Look, I'm gonna read off his stats real quick. His first year, like you said, he didn't start, so those weren't great. But his second year, he had 3,144 yards, 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. That's not great quarterback play.
What?
Was he not still in the playoffs? That is a team achievement. You don't get to the playoffs by yourself. That is a team achievement.
Okay. Thank you, Uncle Kim.
One question though. But his first year, did he throw 16 touchdowns or did he make them himself?
He threw 16 touchdowns. How many touchdowns did he have rushing?
There you go, Trey. That's what I was trying to say. Because he's a runner. He's a track star.
He had 10 rushing touchdowns. So a total of 26 touchdowns that year. 9 interceptions. That's average quarterback play.
Okay.
That is like bridge quarterback type play.
His first year?
Yeah.
What? How many did Cam have in his first year?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
Hold up, Trey. Let me
see what she's trying to do. She's trying to do me like I do.
But his first year.
Yeah, but I'm not even gonna say what Cam had or Cam came in on the time of a lockout. So none of the teams was meeting. You couldn't come to the facilities. So, yeah.
21 passing touchdowns. 14 rushing.
His first year?
Yeah.
That's why I say I don't look at Cam's stats because
that's why I liked him.
The lockout year, so nobody was meeting. So you didn't know what you was coming with. Nobody was practicing basically.
And Cam came in what, 11, 10?
2011.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jalen Hurts, you did good, baby. Even though Duke say you alright.
I said his first year he was alright. Last year he was amazing. One of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying is next year I just need you to keep it up.
And it took you 18 weeks for him to say that Jalen Hurts was a good quarterback. Wasn't it?
Yeah, but I needed a year of good play.
He showed you.
He did.
He showed up.
He did.
Mm-hmm. He's a good damn quarterback. He think quick on his feet. That's how you be a quarterback. If you can think quick on your feet and under pressure, you can become a hell of a quarterback. And mm-hmm. he did that.
All I'm saying is just do it consistently. Keep doing it. That's all I'm saying. Just keep doing it, Jalen Hurts.
Because D. Breeze, what you call him? D. What's his name? Donald? Sammy D.
He ain't nowhere near Jalen Hurts. Mm-mm. Can't touch him. All right, but that's all we got for today. My name is Duke.
Fat Man Trey.
Go Duke. I'm Auntie Mama. Duke.
Let's go Devil. Duke.
Southwest North Carolina, baby.
And this is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.